After graduating university, I worked for this framer and I learned a trade. And I got married, so I gave up painting. And then I did framing for about so many years.
What do you mean about so many years? How many years?
Oh, I would say maybe I didn't paint for over 20-something years. 25 years.
Oh, and where was your shop?
Well, I had my first shop was on King Street, and later on I moved to Kaimiki. That's when I met Satoru Abe.
How did you meet him?
Satoru Abe was walking his dog, and then he said, "What is a framer doing on the second floor?" You know, because my shop was on the second floor. So he came upstairs, and that's how we met. So we became good friends. And he used to come visit me every time. And then Satoru used to come. It was real funny because when Satoru and I, Mr. Abe and I was talking, when he used to come, he used to stay the whole morning. And we used to talk, and then customers used to come. And I had a chance, this is Satoru Abe. So they were excited. And so a lot of people got to meet Satoru Abe at my shop. You know, like Joyce Okano, Gary Akita, Gail Toma, you know, they all came to the shop, and that's how they got to meet Satoru Abe. And,
did they get things framed by you
so they came
and then you meet? Because I kept hearing about your place. It's like this hangout.
Yeah, it was a hangout because Satoru Abe used to come every time. I mean, Thursdays especially.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have a social event.
Really?
And sometimes there used to be 8 people and everybody used to find chairs and we used to talk and everything, and it was a very nice situation. And
for years, huh?
Yeah, and he's an inspiration. He really, you know, Mr. Abe is a very humble person. You know, I used to tell Mr. Abe one example. Noi, when I went to his house, I told Mr. Abe after my shop, Mr. Abe, you know, you're not afraid that people come in would steal your stuff because it's out in the garage, and, you know, hanging out in his home and everything. He said, no, because whoever takes it, I'm thankful that they like my art. You know what I mean? I mean, that kind of thinking. You know what I mean? No.
Uh-huh.
So he's a very humble man, and his status, you know, and then he's very humble. And very, he would help artists. You would know, because we used to go to art shows together, Mr. Abe, Gary Akita, and me. And then he used to always purchase art. We went to the Academy of Art, and they had the show of ceramic artists and sculptures. I think he bought about 8 pieces of the, you know, the people who are showing art. And he used to always help, you know, because, you know, when you hear that, Satoru Abe bought my work, you know, how inspired can you get for these young and upcoming artists, right, Noi?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And he treasures his artwork of people.
Yeah, and, you know, every art show that we went to, Noi, I would say he bought the person's artwork, you know. And he's that kind of person, you know. You know, because of him, I started to paint again. You know, so I owe everything to Mr. Abe. You know, 'cause he inspires artists. And you know, you met him, and you know, see, certain people know it. They project a feeling of kindness, humbleness, and inspiration, right, Noi? So, and he does that. I mean, he'll tell you, Noi, you just keep painting. Yeah, just do what you want to do. And no matter what, you just be creative. And if you like your artwork, that's all that matters. You know, you're not pleasing anybody.
That's all people need to hear.
Yeah, exactly, Noi. So I tell people, if you like my art, I'm very happy. But don't buy it if you think it's going up in value, because I don't think so. But you know what I mean? Just like Mr. Ape, he'd tell you, you like my artwork, you buy it. You know? So one time he gave me one piece of artwork. He told me, Hamilton, if you need the money, sell it. Because I want my artwork to help other people. And if you can benefit from it, benefit from it. So he's not the kind of person that would, if you sell it, how can you sell my artwork? He said, if you sell it and you benefit, sell it. You know, you don't have to decline. So, his philosophy is so humble.
You know what I mean? He was caring, trying to care for you as a person.
Right. So, you know, when you listen to him, that's why people used to always come to the shop and they used to be very inspired. Because he used to talk to them. You know, people used to be afraid because they said, Mr. Abe, he's a famous artist. I don't want to bother him or intrude him. No, he's very human. I mean, he likes people and he likes to talk. You know, he told me one time, I don't mind meeting this person because when I read his article in the midweek, I like his philosophy. You know what I mean? He said, I like to meet that person because I want to know how he thinks. You know? It's very inspiring. You know, and he's 93 already. So I tell people, he's going to be considered, to me, my personal Noi. He's going to be considered one of the greatest artists Hawaii has ever produced. Because he does sculpture, he does painting, he does printing, he does everything. He's a renaissance.
But
this morning, my granddaughter and I, we cut the canvas for the stretcher bars over there. So I've been looking at canvas.
Back stretching canvas.
Yeah, good. There's a technique in Hanoi.
What?
You have to stretch your canvas. I'll teach you that technique.
You mean with the canvas pliers?
Yeah, you don't have to go back and forth.
What do you mean? Why?
You can go one side.
Just do one side?
Yeah. There's a technique to that. When you, the end result is good because it sounds like a drum.
That's what I want!
Yeah, it sounds good. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So you don't have to go back and forth. You just, you hit the middle of the length and then the middle of the width.
Yeah.
And you know the corners? Pull it.
Pull the corners.
That gives a tension on both sides. And then you just take off this middle one and you can hit right down the wall, right down the length. Then you go to the other side, you can go right down the length. And then when you come down to the width side, the shorter side, you just take off the three staples and you can go right down. That's how we do it. You know, when I used to do framing, we used to do it. And then when you have to restretch a painting, you do the same principle.